Sayla Ovesen is a singer, songwriter, and guitarist born and raised in Orr, and she's been performing for 2 years now in northern Minnesota. I'll be talking with her about her music now live on Center Stage Minnesota, Sayla Ovesen.
Stay for one more day, only to relive our yesterdays. What is it about this love that makes us want to fight? We know that it is wrong, but we can't make it right.
Sayla Ovesen performing live on Center Stage Minnesota. Are you satisfied? And Sayla, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
So tell me about yourself. When did you start getting into music?
I've always wanted to. It's been a burning desire since day one.
I'm going to actually jump ahead and just like start answering questions for you. I was born in a little cabin, and we didn't have lights or water or anything like that, but we did have a 12-volt battery connected to a car radio and a huge megaphone piped out into the yard. So like music was like an integral part of my life always. And even at nap time, I have two sisters. As kids, we'd come out just shaking, saying, "We can't sleep. We got music in our bones." So my whole life has been like this grand vision in my head of what I was going to do when I took the stage. And unfortunately, I've been extremely shy in my life. Couldn't make eye contact with people until I was like 19. And a couple of years ago, I was about to turn 30, and I thought, well, nobody becomes a rock star at, you know, 47. So if I'm going to do this, I better do it now. And I signed up for the Dylan Days competition and started doing some open mics. And the Dylan Days singer-songwriter competition was my first time to take stage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How was that experience?
Wonderful, electrifying, and I couldn't quit. So from there, like, I worked with a friend of mine at the competition, and through the course of the next 6 months, we wrote an entire album and recorded it. And then by January of the next year, we had our first album, our CD release party. So,
is that the Gypsy Prophets?
The Gypsy Prophets, yeah.
With Rob Wheeler.
Yep.
Where is he from?
He's from the cities, okay. And just mutual friends from up north. So.
All right, and you grew up in Orr.
I did. Population 247.
Well, so tell me about your music. Who are some of your influences?
I love Jewel Kilcher, like the folk kind of storytelling kind of stuff, poetry in motion, that kind of stuff. Tori Amos, I love that she's got such an edge to her. And Brandi Carlile. And then, of course, all like the Bob Dylans and the Neil Youngs and I don't know, anybody who's a little different or... different and not afraid to stand on their own. So,
well, what song are we going to hear next?
I'm going to do a rendition of House of the Rising Sun.
Why'd you pick this one to cover?
I love it. It's actually the first song I did cover. I had a friend of mine a few years ago who played it. I'm like, that's a great song. I'm going to have to do it. And I actually struggled with it because I didn't realize at that point that I could change the key or, you know, do whatever I had to do to make it my own. And so once I tackled it, like, it's become a favorite of mine.
That's Selah Ovison from Orr, Minnesota, singer and songwriter. And now here she is live with House of the Rising Sun on Center Stage Minnesota.
Of the rising sun.
Selah Ovesen with House of the Rising Sun live on Center Stage Minnesota. You have a beautiful voice and a real unique style with the way you sing. Could you tell me about it a bit? Where did it come from?
I'm a rogue musician. I've never been taught, so I kind of like it, actually. I'm working the perspective backwards, so I established everything that I could do, what I wanted to hear and stuff like that, and then painstakingly picked it out on a guitar. And then started learning chords and like natural progressions or common progressions and stuff like that. And so it was kind of like embracing the chaos first and then putting it in order.
What is your creative process? How do you write your music?
A few different ways, actually. I'm a poet, so a lot of times words just come to me, but sometimes I'll just be playing around with a melody on guitar and I hear the words in it. I guess I have a philosophy. It's like I try to become a channel more than anything. So it's like a meditation in itself. And the more open I can be, the more the words can come through me. If I think about something, I mess it up almost every time. So usually I'll end up just like messing around, letting, you know, it kind of take its course. And then I have a pen in hand and it comes out. And, you know, usually a whole song in 20 minutes. So it'll be a couple weeks later sometime. Then I finally hear what I'm singing for the first time. So I kind of joke that I write songs, but if I'm lucky, the songs write me, because they're usually pretty deep, heavy concepts and things that maybe I can't actually articulate in my own self. So,
well, you got a little later start than many musicians do, but you also had expectations going into it. What's been like the biggest surprise since you've been pursuing music?
The biggest surprise... the day before a show or the day before any kind of performance, I completely dissemble. Like, I find myself like scattered all over the place. I can do nothing. I can't even like hold down a conversation. Everything's scattered everywhere. And then somehow right before a show, I managed to pick up all the pieces, stack them into some semblance of something, and then with sheer faith alone, like jump in and say, okay, this is who I am today. And hope that it comes across as something that I at least am relatively comfortable with or something.
Did you go through that process between now and yesterday?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Actually, I had three shows this week. So I did Friday and Saturday and then, you know, this thing coming up. So like there's three stacked together. So I've been a mess for about 4 days. Yeah, it's interesting. You never know how it's going to happen. Like if you can actually make the chasm, you know, there's a big leap every time. So.
Well, tell me about the next song we're going to hear.
The next song... I actually have this little mallet. It might sound a little different. It's from one of those little croaky frog things. I like to really experiment with different utensils because I'm not much of a strummer. I'm actually not much of a guitar player. I use it just so I can keep my voice in pitch, and I found that I really prefer to play it more like a percussive instrument than anything else. This song, I don't even remember when it was written. The words just appeared out of thin air as well. You'll hear, I'm sure. It's not your traditional kind of song. It's like... one verse and maybe you could call it a chorus and then it's done. So,
what's it called?
It is called I Have Arrived.
And now Selah Ovesen performing live on Center Stage Minnesota.
Questions lead us down a dark and lonely path. It is in this moment we save the future from the past. I find when I respond and not react, with the answers on the inside, only you can bring light back.
Selah Ovesen with I Have Arrived, live on Center Stage, Minnesota. IROMA is the Iron Range Original Music Association. And how did you get involved with IROMA?
I just did. Matt Ray and Rich Mattson are the co-chairs. And it's just a fantastic organization. We're here to promote original music. It's free. It's for everybody. It's just fantastic. It's like the power bus, I like to call it. Only nobody knows how to drive it yet. You set up showcases. We'll set up showcases for you. Advertising, press releases, all that. We take care of it for you. You even have a sound guy, like no cost to you. It's just, there's so many original acts in the area. There's so much good music coming out of, like I should say great music. There's some really fantastic musicians in this area, and it's a celebration of that.
So IROMA is a place to try to gather all the different musicians together and try to help give them a start or just support when it comes to performing with a focus on original material.
Absolutely. It also has like some more community-based things too. It's like it's a way to like really incorporate and to like bring the community closer together and help, I guess, on an economical level, like further and promote like these different venues, these different businesses who have been so supportive to us through the years too. So it's... like when done correctly, it's a win-win situation for everybody. So
at a typical showcase, what kind of styles of music might you hear? Is it all rock or anything?
No, it's varied. There's a lot of very interesting things out there. There's some rock, there's some punk, there's a couple of younger bands, under 21 bands who are very interesting, and we keep trying to put together a showcase like that. There's a lot of folk, blues, it's everything.
Yeah, as I understand, there's like a surf music band in Ely.
Right.
So we got it covered.
You just never know what's going to come out, that's for sure. Very interesting things.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your music or anything?
About my music. Not about mine distinctly, just about music in general. We all have a song. I couldn't even sing. It's about, you know, nurturing a dream and finding the self-confidence to stand behind it. And once you can get in that, like, take the focus off of whatever the dream is, like, work on the self-confidence aspect. Once you can stand inside that, anything can happen. Once you can truly believe in something, you can make anything happen, even if you want to open a deli on the water. You know, whatever the dream is, it doesn't matter how contrived or how, you know, far-fetched, it does not matter. It can happen. This is the material realm. That's what we're doing here.
And you have an album out as the Gypsy Prophets.
Yeah.
And you mentioned before the interview you'll be recording in March. Tell me a bit about that.
Oh, I'm very excited about that. It's a solo album, so it's what I like to call wild heart music. I don't know what else you would even call it. I do. It's tortured and dramatic and uplifting at the same time. But it's a compilation of some of my very favorite musicians on the range. So I'm going to have some friends come in and play violin, mandolin. Matt Ray is going to come and throw some banjo down. So
nice.
I really like the coming together of things. So I think it'll be interesting to see what happens when everybody adds their little spin on it. And then also after that, we're going to all throw down at Max Bar and everybody's going to do some songs. We're going to like truly share the stage and see what that feels like. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Selah Ovesen, thank you so much for joining us on Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you.
What's the last song you're going to play?
The last song I'm going to play is called Lightning.
Tell me about it.
Ooh, Lightning's my favorite song. Lightning. I have this, I like to write my songs thinking that they're going to someday make it to a Quentin Tarantino movie. So I actually have a whole like mini soundtrack created just for him. I don't know how I'm going to get it to him, but Lightning is... it's multi-layered. There's many, many meanings to it, but there's a line in there that goes, what makes us try to hold on to a bullet that's already left the gun? And that means so many things, like the words that you can't take back or actions that you can't undo. And you can build it however you want, like into it. So many things in the world. That is something about my music. It's on many levels. It can make sense just pretty basic in pretty basic ways, but usually from where I'm coming from is some really far out place in the head, so I don't know. You'll hear the rest of the song. Hopefully you'll know what to make of it yourself.
Now performing live on Center Stage Minnesota, Selah Ovesen with Lightning. Don't hold
much matter when we're never bright. We're so hard to hold on to love on the wrong. Who makes us try to hold on to a bullet that's already left the gun?
Born and raised in Orr, Minnesota, that was Selah Ovesen. Thank you so much for joining us on Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you.